Joining us now to talk a little bit about some of the big news throughout our community and recap a very unique Tuesday Lincoln County Commissioners meeting is Chairman Chris Bruns. Commissioner Bruns, good to see you back in the studio. How was your holiday weekend?
It was fantastic. I had a good opportunity to get down and watch the Huskers win.
You and Mayor Kelleher were both there.
Yeah, I actually ran. We ran into each other
at Memorial Stadium.
At Memorial Stadium.
Oddly enough.
So a lot of fun down there. Glad to see the Huskers get a win, kind of break that streak that they had going on, hopefully, you know, as the season progresses, we see some good things come out of that team. So
all we need to get a Husker victory for the football team is to make sure that we have Commissioner Bruns and Mayor Kelleher there, and the good luck charms are in place. So
I don't know about that.
But hey, we don't know until we try. If folks want to send you and Mayor Kelleher to the games, you're not going to object.
Well, you know, I got a lot of things going on during the weekends, and I don't know that.
Mayor Kelleher,
that was
probably
the only game I'm going to get to this year. Yeah. So.
You'll be doing a little bit of watching, a little bit of radioing, and a little bit of highlights, I'm sure, with your busy schedule.
Catching the game as I'm out knocking doors in the different neighborhoods. So,
now, Commissioner Bruns, a lot of excitement in our community a week ago. Big announcement from Sustainable Beef. Big announcement with the rail park as well, like we talked about last week when you were here in the studio with Mr. Pearson from the Chamber as well.
Yeah, so you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we had kind of a culmination of a lot of different projects coming together, and it was just exciting. I think a lot of people are still on cloud nine on because this is years of work that have gone into all these various different things, and to have the headlines literally every single day just showcasing what we are working hard to get done for Lincoln County, for the larger region. It's exciting, and you can it's almost palpable, tangible to feel the excitement and the momentum building on what's in store for economic growth and just improving our communities and making them even more vibrant than they already are. So, very excited about the news from the rail park and the county taking action to donate those funds to the chamber to take control of that Greenbrier property. Very excited about the soybean crushing facility announcement and that what transpired with the feasibility study and that platinum rating that we received. And then Sustainable Beef and that Catalyst project that I've been arguing this whole time. There's more exciting news on the horizon. So just buckle up, wait and see. It's going to be coming out soon.
And there's big things coming for our wonderful area. And this is not just big news for North Platte, Lincoln County, the 42nd Legislative District, but for all of Nebraska, especially out here in the West.
Absolutely. You know, and we're really gearing a lot of this work toward embracing and strengthening who we are out here in rural Nebraska, really the entire state. And a lot of these have a value-added agricultural processing emphasis behind them. And so that's exciting because it's going to benefit everybody in our larger region tremendously. So very exciting news.
Federal holiday Monday moved our Lincoln County Commissioners meeting to Tuesday morning, Commissioner Bruns, and a lot of great work done with that Tuesday morning meeting. Kind of finalized the work in our Lincoln County Veteran Service Officer, and this is a position that's been, not vacant by any means, but Mr. Cooper's announced his retirement coming in the near future, and this has been a lot of conversation, a lot of work going into filling this post, and most importantly, making sure that it's done right by the county.
Yeah, so it's been a bit of a saga, hasn't it?
We could have had a soap opera almost.
I'm very, very excited on our selection of Thomas Gann to fill that role. And what that is going to mean for our veteran community here in Lincoln County. Mr. Gann, he's got great veteran experience. He currently works for the Department of Labor, helping veterans find employment and serving the veteran community already.
Oh, cool.
Very eyes wide open as far as, you know, the vision that we see for this particular office moving forward. And he's eager to get in there and really help us just improve on what we're already doing and take it to the next level and ensure that veterans that have served their country have a partner that they can lean on to help guide them through the often cumbersome process of getting their much-earned veterans benefits through the VA or through other local resources, both in Lincoln County and in the larger region. So excited to have that kind of process get a bow put on it.
Yeah,
because
it's been a lot of work.
There's been a lot of work behind it, from really standing up our Veterans Service Committee over the past several months and making sure that, you know, what was kind of a lackadaisical committee in the recent years, kind of turning that tide and making sure that we're doing things right and following state statute and so that committee's energized now. We got good people on there. And they're eager to get the ball rolling as far as their other duties is determining, you know, how they can utilize the financial resources that are allocated to them to provide assistance to needy veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Getting Mr. Gann spun up and trained in all the duties and responsibilities that are associated with that position. And, you know, I want to thank Paul Cooper for his time to Lincoln County. Congratulate him on taking the next step in life and you know, turning the page and beginning that next chapter of retirement. He'll actually stay on in a part-time capacity for about a month just to ensure that Mr. Gann learns the systems.
Smooth transaction.
Kind of a smooth transition.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Gann will have a lot of other people to be able to lean on as he gets familiar with everything from other VSOs throughout the region, the state, VA, and you know, all the Veterans Service organizations that are in our area, from the American Legion to the VFW, the DAV. All those organizations will be there for him to lean on, as well as the county board.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that, you know, he's set up for success and that he's stepping out on a strong foot. And
his success is going to be the success of our veterans in the community, which we need to have the utmost reverence for, respect for, and make sure that they get what's entitled to them.
100%.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, looking at the rest of the agenda for yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, a couple of routine items on the agenda, including some conversation with a courthouse generator and some conversation with the black-tailed prairie dog management program. That's always a little bit of a hassle.
Yeah, so the generator, we took a look at. So we authorized the purchase of a generator, utilizing some of our ARPA funds that we received, and we're going through the process of, well, how do we get that thing installed? And so Brandon Myers, our emergency management director for Region 51, he was before us. He brought in kind of an informal bid to kind of give us an idea of the scope of what that's going to entail. It was a little bit pricey. We asked him to go back and really ensure that the scope of what was in that informal bid was truly necessary.
Sure.
As well as to get out there and engage with some other contractors and just make sure that what we ultimately decide on is essential for the project to get accomplished, but while also maintaining a competitive price and making sure that the taxpayers are front of mind. So really appreciate the work that he's done on this project. With all the lags in our supply chain and everything else, I'm pleased that we'll have a generator here relatively quick, and we should have everything operational with that by springtime, prior to next season when we have more heat waves coming our way. So, the other item that I think is noteworthy is the Lincoln County Black-tailed Prairie Dog Management Program. We
little rascals.
Those, you know, they're rodents.
Yeah,
call a spade a shovel. That's what they are. they're rodents, and they can be a huge detriment to you know, people's livelihood,
livestock,
especially
our
ag producers, and so this really spurred up from some complaints from area landowners throughout the county,
mm-hmm.
not just one particular area. It's been an issue for many, many years. And so Commissioner Woodruff, I give him great credit. He did some legwork on the research and found state statute that authorizes us to take some steps to put together a meaningful, uniform plan to address the situation. And
awesome.
So we reviewed that and authorized that plan unanimously yesterday. And I think that that plan is really good. It balances the nuances of property rights as well as, you know, control of this nuisance critter mm-hmm. that can be devastating to livestock and crops and our county roads and our property throughout the county. And so looking forward to partnering with the USDA Wildlife Services, which we already have a strong relationship with, as well as utilizing some of our other departments throughout the county, from our roads department to our noxious weeds department, and just making sure that we're being proactive out there. We're identifying potential issues of colonies that are getting out of control, and then encouraging property owners to take a proactive stance, and if they don't, there's some recourse for other property owners that are being negatively affected to take some action. So that was kind of the big news, both that and our veteran service officer on our agenda yesterday. So not quite as busy of a meeting as the North Platte City Council.
Which you were in attendance at last night as well, Commissioner Bruns.
Yeah, so trying to make my rounds and participate in some of the budget hearings that are mm-hmm. that are going on.
And you share constituents with the city council as well.
So. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, looking to, with all the economic growth that we have going on, it's important to, you know, keep a strong thumb on the pulse of what's going on in all this, the city and all the villages throughout the region. And so I enjoy attending those. We actually had at the last part of our meeting yesterday, we had our own budget work session, not a public hearing. And
Week in a row with a budget work session, right?
Second week in a row. We fine-tuned a few more things. We're looking at decreasing our property tax request by about 2%.
Oh, awesome.
Which is significant given you know everything that we're dealing with.
The world
lately,
we're living in.
which should allow us to reduce our levy by about 4.5 to 5%. So that's pretty significant.
Absolutely.
And so we're working hard for the taxpayers. And what that means, I'm excited about, is we won't have to participate, Lincoln County won't have to participate in the joint public hearing that's coming up at the end of the month. That's being directed by LB 644 that was passed in 2021.
Yep.
That truth in taxation. And so we'll have our own public hearing. We won't have to participate in that meeting that occurs at 6 p.m. on September 27th for all the other local political subdivisions mm-hmm. that are looking to take a property tax increase. So very exciting news.
Commissioner Bruns, anything else you'd like to bring up this morning, sir?
No, just stay tuned because there's going to be a lot more big announcements on coming our way here, hopefully in the near future. And excited about the work that's getting done, you know, region-wide.
And if folks want to get in contact with you as chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners or a representative of the board, how can they do so, Commissioner Bruns?
Absolutely. So, as always, people can go to the Lincoln County website, lincolncountyne.gov. They can click on the Commissioners tab, find our list of commissioners. They're all highlighted in blue. That's a hyperlink. You can mm-hmm. click on the name. It takes you straight to an email that you can compose to any one of us. The best way to reach me is on my cell phone, and that number is 308-660-6049.
Commissioner Bruns, as always, appreciate the time. We'll see you again this coming Tuesday, sir.
The pleasure is all mine, Tristan. Everybody out there, have a good day.